Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
Has the Antichrist been revealed to the world as Prince Charles? Will a growing number of people believe that? And there is some compelling evidence that I'll get into in this video about it, but at the end of it, I'll get into why I believe that he's not, but is worth considering everybody who meets some of the characteristics. In 1 John 4:3, it says, "And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world." So the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world, so it's not surprising when different people meet these characteristics but are not the fulfillment of the ultimate Antichrist. But to get into some of the evidence of Prince Charles meeting the characteristics of the Antichrist, first we saw in the opening clip that he's talking about military campaigns and gathering all the world's resources, and he said even for one person to control at, quote, his disposal. This is exactly what the Antichrist will do. In Luke 21:20, we're told that Jerusalem will be surrounded by armies, and you'll know its desolation is near. That army will be controlled by the Antichrist. We're also told in Daniel 9, verse 26, "And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with the flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined." Interesting here in this verse about the Antichrist in Daniel that the title for that person is Prince. Now, Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, the title for that person has always been the Defender of the Faith. But a few years back, while being interviewed, you can hear Prince Charles say that he would rather be called a Defender of Faith in general and not the Faith.
Well, I personally, you see, would much rather see it as Defender of Faith, not the Faith. Because it means just one particular interpretation of the faith.
This is interesting because it fits with the prophecy in Daniel 11:37, which says, "Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all." In Revelation 13:2, it says, "Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority." Now this is a little strange because the flag of Wales, where Prince Charles gets his power, the flag for that country actually has a red dragon on it. Now that verse in Revelation 13 actually fits Prince Charles in another way as well. John, the writer of Revelation, talking about the beast that he saw, that it was like a leopard and his feet were like the feet of a bear and his mouth like a mouth of a lion. When we look at the coat of arms of Prince Charles, all these different characteristics can be found within this coat of arms. And we also see in the bottom right, the red dragon once again, just like the dragon of Wales, but just like in Revelation 13, the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Pretty interesting for sure. In Revelation 13 verse 18, "Here is wisdom, let him who hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So that will be a characteristic that will, of course, absolutely, undeniably be attributed to the Antichrist, but it's pretty hard because a lot of people these days have that number attached to their name in some way or another. I personally believe that when the Antichrist is truly revealed, that it will be very clear. I mean, we're even told that the mark of the beast that people are getting in Revelation 13, that they're even getting that mark on their hand or their head. So it'll be way more obvious than just like a Hebrew gematria or something along these lines. These are some interesting identifying qualities that are attached to Prince Charles as well as the Antichrist. But again, as 1 John 4:3 tells us, that many Antichrists are in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. So it's not surprising when world leaders or different people in the world meet these qualifying factors. But we really need to look at some of the identifying factors in Revelation that will absolutely prove beyond a shadow of a doubt when the Antichrist is revealed. In Revelation 13 verse 3, we're told that the Antichrist's head will be mortally wounded and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed after the beast. This will be an identifying factor that will be obviously undeniable when we see it. We also know that the Antichrist and the dragon that gave him his power will be worshipped. In verse 4 of Revelation 13, it says, "So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, 'Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?'" And while that verse in Daniel 11:37 saying that he will not regard the God of his fathers, something that it looks like Prince Charles decided to not do, choosing to defend all faiths instead of the one true faith, it also tells us that nor will he desire women or regard any God, for he will magnify himself above all gods. This is something that we obviously have not yet seen Prince Charles do. We're also told that all the world will marvel after the beast. The world will be looking for the Antichrist to be the answer to all of the problems of the world. And with Prince Charles, as we can see, many people already calling him out, saying he's the Antichrist, and people don't agree with his policies, like in the opening clip about what he's saying about we need, you know, the world systems to be gathered together under one military force to implement climate justice or something along these lines. So when the Antichrist truly comes on the scene, it will be like the world is begging for him. They're accepting him. People are getting their mark on their hands and heads. I mean, so it's going to be somebody that the world is worshiping, not just that they think is, you know, a decent leader. They're going to actually worship this person. So I don't think we know who the Antichrist is yet. It'll be absolutely clear. There's undeniable factors, like I mentioned some in this video. And while there's nothing wrong with looking at the identifying qualities of the Antichrist and seeing who in the world fits these qualities, it's really important to look at the undeniable qualities and wait to make a judgment call until we know that they're fulfilling these ones that are provable beyond a shadow of a doubt when they absolutely happen. So while the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world, deceiving and doing all things Antichrist, we know that Jesus has defeated all evil. He's sitting on his throne in heaven, and he's ready there for anyone who wants to live a life for him and who will wholeheartedly seek him, and he will transform your life and your eternity forever. In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So the choice is ours, really. God gave us free will. For the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world, and those who follow after him and his ways, the enemy's ways of lust and greed and corruption, are never satisfied and led to ultimate destruction. But those who go to Jesus find rest for their souls, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He'll give that to you now and for all of eternity if you accept him as Lord and what he did on the cross for our sins. Let me know what you think in the comments below, any prophecies I may have missed and didn't add in this video. Thanks for watching, and God bless.